From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Turkey, newspaper readers were stunned this month to see photographs of the commander of the Turkish Air Force. He was wrapping up a round of golf on the same day as the bloodiest battle of the year between Turkish forces and Kurdish separatists. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Istanbul on recent scandals involving the Turkish military.
It's been called the trial of the century, and it's taking place in a remote prison where the defendants far outnumber the handful of Turkish journalists who are being allowed to watch the court case. So far, 86 people face charges, including retired army officers, secularist politicians, newspaper columnists, and academics. They're allegedly members of an ultranationalist terrorist ring called Ergenekon. A 2,400-page indictment accuses the group of plotting to overthrow the elected government with a series of high-profile political assassinations. Some defendants and their supporters have responded to the conspiracy charges with their own accusations. Standing outside the gates of the prison, leftist political party leader Mehmet Bedri Gültekin suggested the trial is an American plot.
Tartışma götürmez bir kanıtıdır. Atlantik ötesinden alınan kararlarla.
Based on decisions taken across the Atlantic, patriots are being arrested, patriots are being put in jail. This is the kind of trial you get when someone wants to eliminate the country's military.
2 gün geçer, daha duruşmaya başlanmaz.
In the strictly secular Republic of Turkey, the army has long been considered a sacred institution, says Hugh Pope, the co-author of Turkey Unveiled.
Turkey was founded by a group of military officers. They have a national ideology in which every Turk is a soldier, the army is the most important institution of the state, and has traditionally had unquestioned access to state resources.
The military overthrew 4 governments in the last half century, and last year the top brass boycotted the inauguration of the Turkish president, whose election the generals had publicly opposed. Pope says the Ergenekon trial marks a turning point because for the first time at least 3 retired generals have been arrested as part of a criminal investigation into the many unsolved political murders that have plagued this country's recent past.
It is still the first time that high members of the Turkish armed forces are being brought to account for what they have done in the past and also linked to illegal activities, and especially with the very dirty war that was fought against the PKK in the 1990s.
For more than 20 years, the military has been fighting an insurgency led by Kurdish PKK separatists in southeastern Turkey. This month, for the first time, the generals found themselves on the defensive for their handling of the conflict. On October 3rd, 17 Turkish soldiers were killed in a rebel attack on a military post near the border with Iraq. A week later, the newspaper Taraf published leaked documents and video from an American spy drone suggesting that the Turkish military knew beforehand that the attack was imminent. Yasemin Çongar is the deputy editor-in-chief of Taraf.
It was a very clear indication that there was an attack in the making. So we asked the question, well, if you had these videos and if you had these reports, why didn't you do anything?
The next day, Turkey's top general, İlker Başbuğ, responded with this angry televised address.
Bu konulara ilişkin bilgileri sızdıranlar.
Legal procedures have begun against those who leak the secret information. Those who present the actions of the separatist terrorist organization as successful are responsible for the blood that has been shed.
But journalist Yasemin Çongar says the Turkish people should have the right to question their men in uniform.
They pay their taxes. They pay for the military's weapons, they pay for the military's education, they pay the military's salary, and they have a right to ask why their sons are being killed in this war.
The image of the military still dominates national holidays like Turkish Republic Day, which commemorates the founding of this state 85 years ago. But author Hugh Pope says the developments of the last month are evidence of what he calls the civilianization of Turkey, a bumpy process that's been accelerated since the Turks began negotiations to join the European Union.
This ability to take on the system, the old system, is a proof that Turkey is still moving towards a more pluralistic, democratic area, but it's coming from a pretty dark place.
Ivan Watson, NPR News, Istanbul.